The hazing has begun.
It's the morning after. I'm Angela Yee, and my boss, Marshall Mathers, Eminem, Slim Shady, is live in Detroit with us.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Ange, how you doing?
Good, how are you? I'm so happy to hear from you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Makes me feel like I still have a job, you know?
Okay.
So.
Well, you don't. You're actually fired, but.
Well, thank you for doing it on the air. Let's talk about this Relapse album. I'm very excited, you know.
So am I. I'm very excited. I'm extremely excited.
And I see you guys are going full-fledged right now with all the publicity. I saw the XXL Punisher cover. You look like you're in excellent shape. What have you been doing?
Oh, the beach is that way. I just been running a lot, you know, taking care of myself and, you know.
Lifting weights and stuff?
A little bit.
Mostly cardio.
Yeah, a lot of cardio. I'm at the point where I think I've been a little obsessive, compulsive about like running on a treadmill. Yeah, I got up to 4 miles a day, then I got up to 6, and then I got up to 10, then I got up to 15, then I got up to 17, and I had to like take a break.
How'd you skip 8 miles, you know? I had to. I'm sorry. So how much weight did you lose? Because you're very thin.
I don't know exactly how much weight I lost, but I lost quite a bit.
You had to buy new clothes and everything?
Yep, cleaned out my closet and... Hey,
that was clever.
Got a whole new wardrobe.
So does this mean you're going to start going like the, you know, tight jean fitted sweater route?
No.
No? We're still going to go with the sweats and every now and then a suit?
I probably just naked.
We'd love to see that. And the hair color change. Everybody's talking about that too. Is that permanent for you?
Yeah, it's just I just went back to my regular color hair.
Oh, so it's no dye at all now, just grown out, fresh.
Just my hair.
All right. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to ask it because Paul will be mad at me. So let's also talk about this Vibe cover.
No, I don't dye my hair and it's not gray.
I wasn't going to talk about that.
She was going to ask about the hair down there.
Yes, I was. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
She can't help it.
I can't. This is the first thing I think.
I just shave that off, so.
You do shave. Okay.
Yeah.
It makes you look bigger down there. That's what they say.
In my case, it helps me just to find it.
Wow, you must have a lot of manscaping to do, a lot of jungle. All right, so let's talk about also the Vibe magazine cover and the number one stand contest, because we were discussing that up here. And the fact that the fans voted you the best rapper alive, that puts a lot of pressure on you, I'm sure. You know, does it? Like, do you get nervous about that?
I don't get nervous about it. I'm grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But as far as like pressure, I just wanna do what I do, you know?
Now, the first song, We Made You, okay, I think it's amazing that you put that out, the video came out, but for some reason the song didn't leak before the video came out. It seems like everybody has problems, you know, like Dr. Dre with the Detox album, with songs leaking before you know, they're ready. How do you manage to do that? Like, what's the security measures in the studio?
Well, we either run a really tight ship or nobody just cares.
I think people care.
Nobody gives a shit.
No, I mean,
so maybe that's what happened. No, I don't know. We're just extremely careful with our shit. You know what I mean? Like, we don't, like, I keep a CD with me, but I mean, I'm the only one that usually has a CD. Like, me or Dre, but you know, a lot of times, like, I mean, I'm usually the only one that has a CD. I think Dre has a, you know, like Dre will take a CD and put it in his computer or something. I don't know what exactly he does with it, but I mean, other than that, no one else has it.
Yeah, don't leave your CDs with Dre anymore.
No copies to the label, Angie. No copies to the label. That's how we prevent it.
Ah, so that's where it's the breakdown at the label. Good to know.
Sometimes.
Paul is the label, so make sure he doesn't get a copy, right?
I never have a copy. I don't even hear it until it comes out.
All right, Shade 45 is the morning after, and we do have Eminem, Mr. Marshall Mathers, my boss, and Paul Rosenberg as well. So if you have any questions, 888-SHADE45. Shade 45 is the morning after. I'm Angela Yee, and Eminem is with us. What's up, Marshall?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
All right, so let me tell you something. I went on the Twitter and I told everybody I would be talking to you. So I do have questions from the people as well. You ready for these?
No doubt, son. Know what I mean?
Now, I was reading about how you said that you were inspired by Lil Wayne and T.I. and their albums. Would you work with Lil Wayne because he very badly wants to work with you?
I would. I mean, there hasn't really necessarily been a time for me to, like, really get out there and do collaborations and shit lately because mm-hmm. I've been so locked down in the studio. But I'm open for whatever. You know, there's a lot of artists in the game that I respect. You know, especially right now, because I think I might have mentioned in one of the articles that I did lately that just for a while it seemed like hip hop was not really in a good place for a good 3 or 4 years. It just seemed to be like, you know, it seemed like all anybody really cared about was making having a dope beat and making a good hook. And it was kind of no substance. And then it seems to be coming back with artists like, you know, what I've said of lately, with artists like Lil Wayne, artists like T.I., you know, Kanye. I like Kanye a lot, too. You know, it just seems like it's getting back to being in a good place again.
Do you like fish sticks?
And especially because I'm... No, I don't. And especially because I'm back. So I think the hip hop will really be in a great place because I'm back.
No, Wiz, trust me. We agree with you there. Now, did you experiment on this album a lot? Because obviously Paul doesn't even have a copy. We haven't heard much except for we heard, you know, Crack a Bottle. We Made You. And I know you just did the 3 a.m. video.
Yeah, buddy.
So what kind of experimenting is there, like auto-tune or any singing?
Yeah, there's a lot of experimenting, a lot of auto-tune, a lot of auto-tune the entire album.
Any type of singing from you or anything different? I mean, are you sticking
just,
to...
Just listen, just auto-tune.
Just okay? Auto-tune?
That's it.
Are you serious about that?
No.
All right, I'm not sure.
No, I mean, the only thing that really that I got a chance to like experiment on, and this was, by the way, probably the biggest reason that I had a chance to do this is because Dre made all the tracks. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. produced the whole album, so it gave me a chance to step away from the drum machine and step away from trying to make tracks myself, and it gave me the time to, you know, Dre was making like a lot of. Well, he made a lot of tracks, and I would get to pick from them, you know, and just kind of go through them. And I tried to pick the ones that challenged me. You know what I mean? Like they kind of challenged me, like rhythm wise and stuff like that. Like I try to experiment with like a bunch of different flows and shit like that. Which I usually try to do that every album, but mm-hmm. this album I actually got an opportunity to sit down and kind of go all out with it and try to make every flow different and just pick, you know, unique beats and stuff like that. So
Dre produced everything on the album. You didn't do any tracks?
I did one. I produced one track. I produced We Made You with Dre, mm-hmm. and I produced one track on the record.
All right. Well, let's talk about the 3 a.m. video. You did that in Detroit?
Yeah, we did that here in Detroit.
And of course, I haven't heard this song yet. I'm hearing that it's a lot darker than We Made You.
Yeah, it's definitely on a different vibe. I mean, the whole album, I think, is on a lot different vibe than the actual single.
Now, let me ask you this. Now that your kids are older and they're more aware of everything happening, they have the internet, do you censor yourself more at all now?
No, I actually censor myself less because the older my kids get, the less they like me. So
that's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So the less cool that is, so that's actually a good thing because I know they don't listen, so they're not listening. So, you know, I can kind of just go freely.
Nice. All right, 888-845 is the number. Eminem is here with us.